Every year before they put us outside, they give our primary wing feathers a trim so that we can't fly.
Okay.
And one year, they missed me.
They just skipped over you.
They just skipped over me. They didn't notice. There was a new keeper, and he just did not trim. So they put us out onto our little pond, and I took a deep breath of air. I got a running start across the water, basically running on the water, like you're Jesus Christ. And I kind of catch myself with a little flap, and then I flap again. And oh my God, I'm slightly above the ground. And I got faster and faster, and I just ran right over the topiary, which seems impossible, but I did it. And I run over the topiary and I said, this is it. And I took to the skies. I could feel the air in my lungs and the wind on my face. And I hated it. It was disgusting. It was, a bug immediately flew into my face and into my mouth. There was nothing redeeming about it. It was a horrible experience, flight. I wouldn't recommend it to anyone. My name is Harry, and I am a flamingo.
Well, tell me about a little bit more about your enclosure. You're in there with, is it 20 other flamingos?
Oh, the flock is actually larger than you might expect. The flock is about 35 strong.
Do you know everybody's name?
Oh my gosh. I wish I could lie and say I did. I've spent all of my life with them. I was born in captivity. I've spent all my life with all of these flamingos. But I only know about half of their names. A lot of the times I'll see someone, I'll say, hi, friend. Hi, pal. Hi, chief. Sport. Sometimes I'll say sport.
Sure.
Or like sometimes I'm like, hello, gorgeous. And I'll like toss them a little wink. But I don't know their names. And to be honest, a lot of the zookeepers don't even know their names. Mm-hmm. Some of us have names. But most of us have numbers. And let me tell you, I am so grateful I'm not a number flamingo and I'm a name flamingo.
Well, how did you get your name?
Yeah, sometimes the zookeepers will give names to the chicks that were abandoned by their parents and they had to raise. Or if like one of us is just not well, if one of us is a little sickly and they think, oh, this guy's not going to make it another season, then they'll give us a name, you know, just to remember us by.
So are there some flamingos you're closer to? Do you have friends within the 35?
Yeah, I'd say I have friends. Dolly Parton. Yeah, Dolly Parton's a really good friend. So is Frank Sinatra's pretty close with Frank Sinatra. I hang out with Adam Driver sometimes, which is nice.
And you're just Harry.
I'm Harry Connick Jr. He's my full name is Harry Connick Jr.
Do you have a best friend?
Yeah, actually I do. David Oyelowo. And me and David hang out all the time. It's actually, most of us have best friends. We have, you know, one or two flamingos that we hang out with a lot. It's tricky, you know. You can't be friends with everyone in the flock because of the shove, right? And that's another reason, like, I like to kind of stay to the edge of things.
Did you say because of the shove?
Yes, because of the shove. It's kind of a big thing with flamingos where we'll just kind of shove each other sometimes.
Okay.
Even if there's plenty of room, like you're gonna get shoved. Everybody hates it, but we all do it. I shove all the time. I shove someone just 10 minutes before we started this conversation.
What are you shoving with? Your wings or?
It's just kind of like you run into someone as if you're like a reckless driver. You'll just run straight through someone. Sometimes I'll mark like the time of day by a shove. Like I typically get shoved in the afternoon. I like to shove in the morning.
Okay.
Some are more evening shovers. Right before bed, they like to give someone a push and they'll flap around and they'll, you know, squeal on the ground or whatever. And then they'll get right back up.
Well, you mentioned you were born in captivity.
Mm.
I take it abandoned by your parents.
Yeah.
Can you tell me what happened?
My mother built a mud nest, a little cone of mud. It's a raised bowl, almost like a cup, out of mud and feces. And it's not very tall. It's maybe a little less than a foot tall.
Okay.
And I and I fell out of it.
Okay.
I fell out of Mud Nest, and by the time I came back, Mother did not recognize me anymore. And it was only maybe 5 minutes. She just looked at me and she said, who is this? I said, Mother, it's me. She said, no, that can't possibly be true because my child was in the Mud Nest and you were outside of the Mud Nest. And that's when the keepers took me and gave me a name.
Wow. That's so sad.
You know, I think I would have liked to have been bird reared, you know? I think it's sad that I wasn't bird reared because the birds that were reared by the birds, they get along real well. Like like everyone gets shoved, but they get shoved significantly less.
Okay.
Than the hand reared birds who are just seen as kind of just a little bit apart from things like, oh, you're so fancy, you know, you had to have, you know, someone had to like inject flamingo milk into you with the little syringe. You're too good for a mother's milk.
It sounds like in my world, like when you find out somebody went to private school.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
One thing people know about flamingos that I want to ask about, what is the deal with standing on one leg?
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know. Sometimes it's kind of like a bravado thing, kind of like a machismo thing for us. But at the same time, you're letting predators know, like, you don't want me because you're not going to get as much bang for your buck, frankly. If they see, you know, that I only have one leg, it's not a lot of meat, but it is less meat. So they see that I have one leg. Maybe they see a different animal with two legs over there. They think, oh, my gosh, it's way more worth my time.
Double the leg.
Double the leg for the same amount of struggle, ultimately.
It's a, I think, a fundamental difference between being a human in this world and being another animal is...
Humans experience racism.
That is one. Another is other creatures kind of have to always think about how much meat they are, whereas that's not ever something I think about for myself.
Yeah, I'm constantly worried. I mean, it's good because... As a flamingo, I am not much meat, right? But I'm enough meat for a coyote. You know, I don't want to rag on myself. I'm a good snack for something coyote-sized or smaller. But you're right, I'm not much meat. You, on the other hand, you're a lot of meat.
I am a lot of meat. What is the animal you fear the most, if fear is the right way to think about it?
I guess from a tangible perspective, birds of prey, anything eagle-sized, I think, is terrifying to me.
Other birds?
Yes. Birds, I think, as a group, a lot of us have taken different paths. And some of us have taken the path of being kind of a passive, beautiful filter feeder. And others of us are almost like sky lions, celebrated and feared. By thousands.
Sky lions.
Sky lions. Giant cats that fly through the sky and kill recklessly and mercilessly. I mean, it's the grass is always greener, you know what I mean? Because as far as birds that live in the water with long legs, there's nothing better. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
We're at the top of that category. But then you look over and you see, oh my God, there's an osprey snatching a catfish out of the water like it's nothing and flying around with it. It's like, wow, I can't even, my feet are useless except for standing. I can't grab anything with my feet. And I try not to be jealous because where does jealousy get you? But it's hard sometimes to think about that.
Walmart, this is Aaron.
Hi, I'm calling for, is this Aaron Cummings?
Yeah, I'm just with you, man. I knew it was a New York number. Is this, Seth, or what's your name?
My name's Ian.
Ian, yeah.
Well, Aaron, you own a campground in Michigan.
Yes, sir.
Can you tell us about the bird sighting recently?
Well, one of the folks that stays in our park went out duck hunting and he was out in some open water near some small weeds.
Okay.
And they had some goose decoys kind of set off on the side because we have a chance at some Canadian geese around here.
Right.
And they look up and saw something goofy coming in that was obviously elongated that they weren't going to shoot at. Because you obviously around here is a natural migration flyway, so you don't shoot at stuff that you don't identify.
Yeah.
So they let land and they started taking pictures and such, and it was a pink flamingo.
Flamingos, of course, are not native to Michigan. They must have really been surprised to see it.
I mean, honestly, see, I'm a waterfowl hunter, so we have white pelicans around here with the black tip wings. We have a lot of different species of birds around here, and I really don't think much of it. But there's these birders that were calling me, and what they do is when we shoot a duck, we kind of exit off our chart. We all have this big chart, you know, it's kind of a bucket list thing.
Okay.
Well, these birders, if they take a picture of a bird, they exit off their chart, and that's their bucket list thing. So to these birders, it was much more of a big deal to these birders than it was us duck hunters. Don't get me wrong, it's very cool, but as a duck hunter, I mean, I'd rather see something I can shoot at.
So these birds, what happened was Hurricane Idalia in the Caribbean blew a bunch of flamingos off course from down there. They've been sighted in Ohio, Kansas. I think yours was the only one in Michigan.
Yeah, we are the, I shouldn't say we, one of my campers is the first person in Michigan that has laid eyes on a flamingo in Michigan. Wow. And to add to that story, when that group of guys got back from their hunt, they were all getting undressed, taking their waders off and such. One of the gentlemen had on flamingo shorts. I don't know if it was underwear or just a pair of shorts, but they were, you know, those fancy nice gentlemen.
It was meant to be, I guess.
Yeah, and I just thought, what are the chances of seeing a flamingo and having on flamingo shorts?
Is this the weirdest thing you've ever seen on your campground?
Yeah, being a campground owner, I've seen some pretty weird stuff, but bird-wise, yeah, that's the weirdest bird.
So I think most people know that flamingos get their color from all the shrimp they eat.
Mm.
Can I ask, do you ever get tired of eating shrimp?
No. Shrimp is delicious, and in many ways, it's the perfect food. I don't even understand why you would ask that. What do you eat that's so great that you think I should be eating?
Well, it's not. I eat shrimp, too. It's not about what other foods. It's just having other food. It's not what else would I think you would want. It's just, I think, having just shrimp every meal forever would be difficult for me.
I don't know, like what, like little cakes. Like, what do you want me to say? I wish I was eating little cakes or ice creams or I don't know, hams. I don't know what you get. I only see what people eat at the zoo, and it's mostly soft serve, and hot dogs. I don't know if it's necessarily worth it. I don't even understand how physically you would eat a hot dog. Do you flip upside down to eat? No, you don't.
Well, no. So we chew. We have teeth, and we chew the food.
Oh, of course. Yeah. You chew the food.
Have you ever? I guess I don't know how you would have ever seen, but do you know about lawn flamingos? Pink lawn flamingos.
Lawn flamingos.
There's a lawn ornament that people buy. It's a plastic facsimile of a flamingo on metal legs, and they put them in their lawns, their front lawns, to display
as a warning. Like, if you are a flamingo, do not come to the lawn. Is that
it's just a decoration?
Okay, just like an ornamental. Okay, gotcha. No, I haven't seen that, and I haven't heard of it. I'm actually impressed, I suppose, that we have such a cultural impact among you. Because I've got to be honest, we don't talk about humans that much. We don't discuss you, and we certainly don't manufacture humans to sit anywhere near us.
That is, to think about that, the fact that humans have thought a lot about flamingos, but flamingos have thought very little about humans.
No, no. And of course, we wouldn't. You know, a human is not a shrimp. A human is not a pellet. So, like, a human doesn't fall within the scope of what we think about on a regular basis.
We care, I'll just speak for myself, I care a lot more about you than you ever would about me.
You know, I think that's true. I think it's a fact, for better or for worse.
I like going to the zoo. And one thing that happens at the zoo that I kind of never know how to process it is a pigeon or a squirrel, something that is not a zoo animal, will be in the zoo running around. And there's always something so weird about that. I wonder what your reaction is when a non-zoo animal just kind of wanders in.
I personally am not a fan of vagrants or vagrancy,
okay,
or drifting or drifters. We have mallards. Mm-hmm. We're riddled with mallards and gulls. And these are city birds. These are urban birds with no qualms. And so we're fed this delicious pelleted shrimp diet. But apparently there's enough to go around. Apparently there's enough for everybody. Because they fly in and they just start dabbling at the water and sucking down all our pellets as if they weren't birds, you know, as if they were hogs. And these little hog birds are eating all of our food. Let me tell you, when the mallards are there, it becomes, oh, suddenly we're in the mallard exhibit. Suddenly I'm just a flamingo in the mallard exhibit. It's like, how many of them are we going to let in? I mean, I don't want to sound awful or anything. It's just how many. Do I sound like a bad individual?
I think there's, you know, if there are enough resources to go around, what's the problem?
Oh,
I think,
brother,
that might be a reaction you might get.
Look, I imagine there are enough resources to go around, right? Like the zoo I live at, it's very well funded. However, are there too many ducks? I think is maybe something to do people come to the zoo to see mallards, which they might see at any pond or in any local drainage ditch? Respectfully, do people come to the zoo to see drainage ditch birds, or do they come to the zoo to see flamingos? I don't know, just maybe something for everyone to noodle on, to think about for a little while. Is how many ditch birds do we need?
Can I ask, is your mother there in the enclosure with you?
Yep.
But they don't know.
They don't. When you asked me earlier if I spoke to any flamingos, I do not talk to them. And that's okay.
It's weird because you're estranged, but you're around her every day.
Yeah. I'm around her constantly. I was eating. Kind of dabbling at the surface of the water. And I was a good 30 feet away from the rest of the flock, just kind of on my own. And out of nowhere, she flies at me at a good clip. And when I say fly, I do mean flaps violently.
Right.
Because, of course, she wasn't flying. And I immediately tipped all the way over. And as she moves past me, she goes, "Sorry, Charlie." And I said, "Oh." At first, I thought it was just a saying. You know, sometimes folks say things like, "Sorry, Charlie," or she thought my name was Charlie. That's who I was. Ultimately, she was wrong. I was screaming from the mud. I said, "I'm your son. I'm your son. How could you?" And she said, "You're no son of mine. You're not in the mud nest." And she just never, I guess, put it together. There's been no resolution. I would like to have some sort of relationship, you know, with my mother. But, you know, she's busy. She's got her own stuff going on. She does a lot of standing. And sometimes she eats. That takes a lot of time, day-to-day wise. The standing and the eating. So, you know, it's fine. We all have busy schedules to keep up with.
This is The Animals. The show is produced by Jennifer Mills and me, Ian Chillog, with Eva Walchover. Our editor is Hillary Frank. Harry, the flamingo, is played by Vinny Thomas. You can find Vinny on the social media of your choice at VINN_AYY. Just one more question. If you could get over the topiary,
yeah,
where would you go?
If I could, which of course I can't because it is a topiary and therefore impassable, I would go to the aquarium part of the zoo. I know they got shrimp in there.
Vinny's audio was recorded at the North Fig Sound Studio from Western Sound in Los Angeles, California. Their website is northfigsoundstudio.com.
I know they got big shrimps, little shrimps. I would go straight to the aquarium and I would eat every invertebrate I could get my hands on.
The Animals is a proud member of Radiotopia from PRX. Audrey Mardovich, executive producer, Yuri Lasordo, director of network operations. Thanks, as always, to Emily Spivak. If you want to support this project, tell your friends or your animals. We also have t-shirts. You can find them via our website, everythingisalive.com. We'll be back with another animal in 2 weeks.
Radiotopia.